The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half-man, half-monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, marks and shaggers, duplexers around the world, and the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I've got the monkey man, Mikey Mack. Hello, Mikey.
Woo! Hello!
Hello, and we've got Dirty Dave Nitro. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Nailed it. Nailed it. So we've not spoke for quite a while. Ages.
Yep. Ages.
And we're all kind of just... I don't know. I'm behind a bit with both, but I've got the last AEW pay-per-view was Forbidden Door, wasn't it? In the UK.
Yeah.
And the next one they've got is All Out.
That's right.
Aye.
Aye, Forbidden Door was good. I liked it.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. That cell match, I think we spoke about it on text, but where they had like, it was a cage match, sorry, but it was like they had the outside of the ring inside the cage as well. Class.
Aye.
Class.
That was cool. I liked that.
That's really cool.
Kind of like the kennel from Hell.
Yeah.
Did the kennel from Hell have a roof on it?
I think it did.
Yeah, it did.
There was a Lion's Den, do you remember? Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den and all. That had a bit around the top you could go around or something.
Did it?
That was a weird one. Go look at that one if you've not seen it.
What do you think of the Punjabi prison match? I like the fucking setup here.
I like
the Punjabi prison match. It was fucking terrible.
No, I like it. Man. I like it. Put the right guys in there and it'd be quality.
Yeah, put the, like, so not great.
I'm not going to ask who the right guys is. Let's just move on.
All right, okay, let's move on.
let's
carry
on. Move on.
Let's just move on.
I thought I'm getting accused of something that wasn't actually meaning that.
Okay. No, but a great Khali was not the right guy for any match at all, any stipulation whatsoever.
But I have a cool tag match in the Punjabi prison. I think it'd be quality.
Oh, nice. I tell you what, by the way, I reckon Great Khali will end up in the Hall of Fame. Soon.
Aye, definitely.
Aye.
Soon.
Why? Why though? He's shite.
Ah, he is, but
he's the attraction, isn't he?
Aye. Sold tickets
like,
for a while.
He's walking
he?
Through the airport and you're like, fuck me, that's a great Khali.
Remember he squashed Rey Mysterio's head completely?
Oh yeah.
Aye,
yeah.
That terrified me.
Aye, that was mad. Like
even was to the Undertaker. I was like, Jesus, this cunt. Oh my god.
He should do it to JD McDonough.
That'd be,
I don't know, mate. Do you think you could?
His hands aren't big enough.
What about... Who was it who had the feud with Rey Mysterio and then they popped out his eye?
Was that not Seth Rollins?
I thought it was Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yeah. They had the eye for the eye feud.
On the,
that was
and
fucking
Buddy Matthews
terrible.
And fucking Dom.
On the
roadsteps, weren't they?
Yeah, that
was
shite.
At that point?
Yeah, I think that's what got him in, wasn't it? Like he was
Fat
fighting
Dom.
He was fighting for the honour of his dad's eyeball.
Brilliant.
Do you think Vince will go in the Hall of Fame?
Aye, definitely.
Do you, but
aye,
I don't know.
As soon as all this court shit's over,
the Hall of Fame.
This neither is he? No, he's not.
No, he is the Hall of Fame.
I won't look.
Vince
look,
is the
look,
Hall of Fame.
Look, obviously, in an ideal world, I say ideal world. That makes me sound awful, right? But look, obviously, Vince McMahon has had a career that is worthy of going into the Hall of Fame, right? That's not a question. It's just, do you think they'd actually do it? Because I don't. Not until he dies.
I think they will.
Here's
not,
the
not until he dies.
Depends on where this court case goes. If he's guilty, then no. If he,
oh,
if
he's guilty, though. Come on.
He... Aye, but I know he is, 100%. But like, he's taking it the whole fucking way. He's hoping for a fucking settlement at some point. He'll get a settlement. Well, his new promotion's fucked. Hulk Hogan's not going to be there to help him anymore. I don't even know if I spoke about Hulk Hogan in the last one.
So, but then if they get... So do you think if they have a settlement, if he doesn't get found guilty basically in court, they're going to shove him in the Hall of Fame?
Aye.
Do you not think they'll wait till he dies?
Him in, they'll open the door and roll out the carpet.
But do you think people will be happy about
Vinny?
It?
No. They won't be happy, but they'll fucking accept
I'll
it.
I'll be happy. See, the way I look at it is, it's saying does Vince McMahon get in the Hall of Fame is like saying does God get into heaven? Like, he created it. He's already there. He
That's true.
Put into the Hall of Fame. Without him, there would be no Hall of Fame. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
So I know what you're saying.
He doesn't actually need to be in it. Like, people go, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Yes, that's Vince McMahon's Hall of Fame you're in.
I don't.
So he doesn't
well,
need to
look,
be in it.
I don't think what you're saying's inaccurate at all. I just think that it would not go down well if they put him in. I don't know. It's a strange one. It's like, does he... I don't know. Obviously, Vince McMahon, the character, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And then Vince McMahon, the wrestling memoir, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But Vince McMahon, the human,
deserves to be on the list.
Yes, fucking Jeffrey Epstein list.
He might be, by the way. He might be.
Oh, I would not be shocked if he was on the Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Oh, definitely. That's probably why he's Niden.
He'd only be the second Hall of Famer to be on that.
Well, did you see a load of people were away celebrating Vince's birthday with him?
Aye.
Yeah. Who was it again?
R-Truth was there.
He probably just...
I don't know if Bobby Lashley was.
He probably thought he was going to someone else's birthday.
King Lawler, he was there.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Aye. The Miz and Maryse.
Oofed.
I'd have been a few. That's all I can remember. I've had half in my head. That's all I can remember.
Ah, you were drunk at it, weren't you?
Ah, I was pushed. I'm not even going to say anymore because I can't be fucking editing it. I'm just going to let it slide.
Let's get off of Vince then. No all jokes. Right, then. No jokes. Right. Let's get. Right. I've watched Dynamite and Collision on Fast Forward. Because I hadn't watched them before this pod, and I was like, I'm coming in unprepared.
Do you just want to know what matches are announced for All Out?
Yeah, when is All Out?
That is the same day as Wrestlepalooza.
They're doing the same day?
Aye, WWE have tried to fuck them.
Cena and Brock the same night as fucking All Out. I would say Edge and Christian getting back, but they've already done that in London, baby.
But against FTR will be better, but against FTR should be good.
Aye.
I liked what they've done in all the
Well, you think it will be. You think it will be, and then it's one of them, isn't it?
You're FTR like, will do that a lot.
It's
going to
be a banger, and then it's shite.
FTR do that a lot. They just fuck up. Aye. I liked when Christian said about Cash's dad, and he's like, "You've got a father," and Christian, and he's like, no. And he's like, "Oh, he's a sick was alright then."
Right, I'll give you the two lots of cards. I'll give you AEW, and I'll give you Wrestlepalooza. Or do you want Wrestlepalooza first?
Is Wrestlepalooza not... Was that not ECW pay-per-views?
Wrestlepalooza?
Could have been.
Might have been.
Yeah, yeah, was Wrestlepalooza not their big event? So they've obviously taken the name because they own it, but like... Was that not an ECW thing?
It might be.
I think it was.
I'll take your word for it.
No, you should challenge me. It's like Scrabble, I'm bluffing.
Mate, you might be.
Quid you go.
This is why we need an ECW mark.
I tell you what, Wrestlepalooza would be a fucking hell of a score on Scrabble. I don't know, a Z and a W is pretty good.
If somebody did put in wrestle and you're like, oh, I can put in Palooza, then you're fucking
I've been sitting with Palooza on my board for a long time, waiting for the day. Right, go for it, pick one.
I'll give you Wrestlepalooza first. It's the Usos versus Division, Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed.
Right. My boys.
Your boys.
The Vision, I love the Vision. Oh, I need to talk about the Vision, remember?
Talk about them now. We'll just interrupt
everything.
Yeah. No, because I had the ready I kind of fucked it, because on the same
night... Alright, he's fucking acted as if he's got a big load and came away with two pumps and now he's fucked off.
No, right, so what I was saying, what I already said to Andy was that I thought Becky Lynch was going to join the Vision and they were going to ditch Paul Heyman. Obviously, Paul Heyman's out injured. I think they're going to ditch him when he comes back.
What's happening with Paul Heyman? Nothing?
Well, he's out injured, didn't he?
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
I think they're going to say, well, either Brock Lesnar or now, because he was like, oh, Roman Reigns will acknowledge you and all that. I think Seth might be like, get yourself a fuck, you wee fucking snake.
You wee snake.
You wee fucking fanny. Well, ditch him already. He's not been with him that long, has he?
I know, but Heyman's a snake. He's turned on everybody. Everybody. Everybody's
WrestleMania,
he's turned on.
I suppose, isn't it?
Whereas
joined
Seth...
him at WrestleMania.
I think Seth's the guy to be like, nah, fuck you. What are you used to?
The reason I brought up the ECW thing is because I reckon that's why Paul Heyman will come back, because it's an ECW thing.
Oh, really?
Aye.
You can't have a Wrestlepalooza without Paulie Dangerous, what he was called.
So you think he might come back and just help Lesnar and just ditch Seth?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, is Seth going to be at it? Oh yeah, he's in the mixed tag, isn't he?
The mixed match, aye. That's happening as well.
Him and Sweet Becky against fucking CM Punk and he's fucking Larry.
that's fucking brutal.
You don't miss the sweet Becky Lynch. Oh, here. While we're on the subject of that, have you seen Kelly Osbourne? Was trying to slag off Becky Lynch.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yeah.
And just thinking about that as well, I want to say, see before the Vision do throw Paul Heyman out?
Yep.
Who's going to clean your toilet, Bronson Reed?
Aye, so Kelly Osbourne gone nuts at Becky Lynch because she mentioned about Ozzy Osbourne being the only thing good, the only good thing that came out of Birmingham. She was right!
She said...
Oh, no, Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders is okay.
She said if I lived in Birmingham... She said but Ozzy died, if I lived in Birmingham, I would die too.
Oh, right, okay.
I think that's what she said. I think that's funny. Let's be real.
Everyone who lives in Birmingham is going to die at some point, right?
Exactly.
She's just telling the truth.
And the team's shite and all.
Grow up, Birmingham. That's why I say grow up.
Grow up.
It wasn't even Birmingham that threw the fucking...
Shut up, Kelly. I feel bad. Shut up, Kelly. Grow up.
She's just trying to be famous again. She's like, oh, remember me? Remember I used to win the Osbournes? And you're like, I remember Ozzy Osbourne, aye. Remember Sharon a wee bit? Although she's changed recently. She's not the same face she used to have.
Oh, man. Melty. Old melty face.
Old melty face.
We should change the subject.
well, we've went through all the card near enough there. All you've got left's the women's vacant world title because Naomi went and get fucking the paper champ went and get knocked up.
Went and get injured.
Oh. Out on fucking maternity leave on the fucking big bucks. Paper champ, that's a work there.
So when's Jimmy's fucking paternity? Is he going to get the World Cup off?
Oh, he might do. He might be fucking planning it for GTA. Six.
I reckon, by the way, yeah, I think if you got your missus pregnant now, you'd get paternity over the World Cup. There you go.
I'll just jump in the sack again.
I'll just jump in a freezer again.
Right, you can't say that. Still, you shouldn't.
It was Brock Lesnar put you in a freezer in your match.
Brock Lesnar's going to be at WrestlePalooza, mate.
I know.
He's going to be fighting John Cena.
Is he going to beat John Cena?
He always fucking beats John Cena. The question is John Cena going to beat Brock Lesnar?
It's going to be a screwy finish.
No, it is.
Who's going to get involved? R-Truth gets involved, dressed in Brock Lesnar.
Wait, just tell me, mate, Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's coming out.
Do you think Paul Heyman's going to get involved in that? I don't think so.
I don't know,
maybe he will. Maybe he'll fuck Brock Lesnar over. I think, and then you can have a Brock Lesnar Seth Rollins thing, but I just don't think they're going to give the belt to Brock.
Nah.
He might leather Cena, but Cena's going to walk away with the belt. Like, it'll be a screw finish.
Have we had Brock versus Logan Paul yet?
No, but I would like a legit Brock versus Logan Paul.
Is Cena champion?
No, yes, Cody's champ.
Cody's champion.
What? That's Cody champ.
Aye, I've said
Cody's champ. Like, I'm being stupid. I'm fucking higher than you.
Nobody gets higher than Dave Michael.
Okay, fine. Brock's going to beat the living shit out of them. There's going to be no screw finish.
Nah, I think Cena's going to fucking beat Brock.
Yeah, me too. That's what I meant.
That's not what you said.
Oh, Vince could get involved and help Brock.
No, he can't.
Don't you dare break that NDA. Okay.
So that's what WrestlePalooza is putting on against All Out.
That's not going to beat All Out.
It's not. What annoys me, it's not about whether it beats it or not.
Brock and Cena, and then you've got fucking... Mate, AJ Lee coming back does fuck all for me. I don't give a fuck.
Aye, that's shite. It's just
I thought it was kind of cool.
Annoying. She's quite annoying.
Yeah, I think she's annoying too.
CM Punk's birds fucking rocked up again. Fucking, you'd have been better with the dog.
Mikey's sitting there with his bracelet on and his scrapbook out. The dog. That's one ugly dog, by the way.
whoa, if it was the dog, it'd be his second match. His first match is Brawl Out.
That was un-televised, though.
Isn't it mental? Yeah, it was a dark match. Isn't it mental that happened and it wasn't even that long ago?
I know.
Like, I'm not even going to think about it. I'm just like, fucking Jungle Boy is the reason that AJ Lee's wrestling again.
That's I know, mad. There you go. You don't thank Jungle Boy enough.
I know. I thank him. I phone him up every day.
When the scapegoat to be coming back soon.
He phoned the Young Bucks and they ignored them.
Aye, they patched him.
Is this on Being Elite?
Aye.
No, aye.
Is it back?
Kinda. Yeah, no. They're doing like short skits, but they're only like 3 or 4 minutes and it's only the Young Bucks.
Is it with their new gimmicks of like being losers, wee gimps?
Aye, yes. Somebody thought they were homeless because they were sitting outside the airport because they don't get to sit in like first class anymore. And they put money in their cup and all that. Look, not homeless, we're the Young Bucks.
I like this gimmick with the Young Bucks.
So they are.
Aye.
Are we going to bother with predictions for this WrestlePalooza? We're not interested.
Aye. I want
right, okay, let's give us your prediction. So tag team match for the Usos versus Division. I'll take the Usos.
I'll take the Vision.
I think the Vision. Yes. Okay. I think LA Knight to get involved.
Aye.
Yeah.
And he's going to, what, Jinky's going to deliberately fuck up the Usos?
He's going to fuck over Jey Uso, yeah.
Fair enough.
Because one thing about LA Knight is that he's a bitter bitch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The vacant women's world title match, Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer.
Io Sky.
It's got to be Io Sky.
I'll take Stephanie Vaquer just to go. In fact, aye, right, I'll go opposite again. Feels like I'm going to get absolutely fucking thrashed here.
Or you win every single one.
I know, that'd be a belter. The mixed tag team match, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins versus AJ Lee and CM Punk.
I'll take Seth Rollins and sweet Becky Lynch.
I thought you two would have went CM Punk in AJ Lee.
No, I always go with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is my boy. I went with Seth Rollins since WrestleMania.
Right, I'll take Seth as well then.
I actually think it's going to be Seth as well, but I think that's where Paul Heyman comes back.
Oh, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And then the main event, well, I don't know if it's the main event, but the last one on the card, Brock Lesnar and John Cena, and I'll take John Cena.
Lesnar.
Mate, you went back and forward on this about 4 times now.
I've made a decision.
Right, Lesnar, you've got Lesnar.
I'm going to go... No contest. No, him.
Oh, my God.
I think Cena wins it. I think Cena's got to win it.
So the only thing me and Dave picked different was that match?
Yes.
There's only 4 matches on that card, by the way. And I bet it's fucking 4 hours long.
Well, it's on YouTube. It's not a Netflix one.
It's a YouTube thing.
That's what's annoying me more, is they're running against an AEW pay-per-view, but they're running like free just to split the audience when they don't need to split the audience. They could do it another time and just have the fans watch everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same as running like Cena's last show against AEW. It's like, why not let us all just enjoy Cena's last show and then a week later enjoy an AEW pay-per-view? Like, we don't need to run against each other. Dicks.
That's fucking annoying, isn't it?
Aye. Yes,
it'll end at some point. Because they won't beat Tony Khan.
No,
because Tony Khan's just going to throw money at it and keep it alive.
Yeah, exactly. Buddy.
They'll never beat him. So eventually they'll just get bored.
Aye,
surely.
Who gets bored first? That's the problem. That's
Tony's not going to get bored. He's a fucking mark.
Exactly. That's what I'm buzzing for.
Oh, did you hear he's got Bryan Danielson on commentary full time now?
Does he?
I think he's got him on Dynamite. He's mixed it about. He's put him on Dynamite and he's got another guy on Collision. I don't know if it might be Ian Riccaboni. Can't remember.
Jerry Lawler.
Oh, no.
That'd be a good one, but I miss the King.
Right, so... Hey, that's all a WrestlePalooza. I won't go back to...
Think Pat will be there. It's in Indianapolis, isn't it?
Is that where he's from? Is that his place?
He played for the Colts.
The Colts. So
he's there quite a lot.
If there's no NFL games on, I reckon Pat will show up. But what's he going to do? He might call a Cena's match. Cena and Brock.
Maybe, yeah.
Right, well, I'll run through the all-out card that's going up against WrestlePalooza.
Let me guess one thing, right? There's already more matches announced on it.
Aye, definitely.
Better ones. Yeah.
More than 4. and to be fair, WWE only announced half of them last night, I think.
It's fucking shite, isn't it?
I think so.
Because you didn't know about the two tag matches, did we?
I'd have threw it together last minute, I think.
Well, it's happened last minute. They've still got like 2 weeks to go.
Aye, but
the thing is, like, after WrestlePalooza, I think their next pay per view is the Crown Jewel, and there's fuck all on the card for that.
Where is it this time? Is it Saudi again?
No, it's Australia.
Australia. Australia. All we know is that John Cena's going to be there. John Cena's last. They're like, this is John Cena's last time in Australia. It's like, how do you know that? Like, how do you know he's not going to go on holiday there?
I don't know that. Right, that kind of confirms Io Sky's going to win, didn't it? Because Rhea Ripley's never beat her.
Rhea Ripley.
And that was the whole storyline. So she's going to beat her for the title in Australia. And everybody's going to go, yeah, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Is Rhea fit for fighting? Or is she injured?
Surely she will be by then.
She's fit, aye.
They're on a different time zone, man.
Aye, exactly. Be fine. She's got a few extra hours.
Yeah, you've got 7 hours, whatever, to get fit. Hurry up.
All right, fair enough then. Io Sky, that'll be a main event, won't it? That'll close out the show.
Are you changing your prediction, or are you just staying?
Nah, I'm already locked in. At All Out, you've got the women's Fatal 4-Way, Tony Storm, Jamie Hayter, Chris Statlander, and Tekla. I think Tony Storm will retain.
I'm going to go with Chris Statlander because I love her.
All right, then.
Always go with Statlander. I'm going with Statlander. Can't believe you're not going with Jamie Hayter.
Have you got a pick?
I'm going to go with Jamie Hayter.
What? That's mad.
I don't know. I think we need a shake-up. I love Tony Storm, and she's probably the best thing going in that division. But
she's quality.
She's just always got the belt in it. Maybe they need to change something up.
I keep wondering where Britt Baker is now. I'm turning into Dave Nitro. Where's Britt? Every week, where's Britt?
Wait, is she a... No, she's not. She's the other ones that you like. I'm so shit with the NFL. She's Pittsburgh, isn't she?
She's a Steelers fan. Aye. The Steelers have kicked off this season, so she'll be the Steelers games, maybe.
The NFL correspondent, Dave Nitro.
Exactly.
Apart from the women's match, we've got a tag team match, Copen Cage versus FTR. I'll take Copen
Cage. Copen Cage.
Silly?
Copen Cage.
And FTR are just going to fucking mop the ring with them.
I'm going to take Copen Cage as well.
Oh, here. On the subject of that. Right, fair. Have you heard what's been announced in TNA? The Hardys and the Dudleys.
Oh, aye.
Really?
Is that a tables match or something?
I don't know. I just know the Hardys versus the Dudleys. I said they were having one last match. And I was like, that would have been cool if Edge and Christian were there too. Edge and Christian are proper wrestlers still. That would have been cool. On TNA.
I know. Hold on, but the Dudleys can't be in good shape to wrestle.
Nah,
they're not. Nah, well, I think Bubba still fucking wrestles. Just
He's never been in good shape, but so.
What about Brother Devon? Is he doing all right?
How's he? I think he's a producer for WWE.
Right.
So
let's be honest. As long as he can get a table. As long as he can go and get a table and set it up, like that's all he needs to do.
Hardys will put ourselves through it.
He just needs to remember how to do the wazza. That's some sword. I'll watch that, I think.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You got to, I think.
Aye, I suppose. WWE.
I imagine it'll be shite. It.
You need to look it out, though. That's the problem.
Aye.
It's not just going to be easily to view.
Oh,
you need to edit that.
Don't even think the police might be listening to this. you wouldn't download a wrestling match.
Right, I'll crack on with this card. The six-man tag, the Hurt Syndicate versus Gates of Agony and Ricochet. So is MVP must be fighting then?
That'd be good.
Ah.
Well, the Hurt Syndicate's not going to fucking lose. They already refused to take a pin for the belts. Think they're going to put out over these cunts?
Put out. Frigid.
Put out for Ricochet, frigid Hurt
Syndicate.
You're
the Hurt Nunnery.
They're not going to lose. Hurt Syndicate go over.
So they were the Hurt business, right? And now they're the Hurt Syndicate. What happens if they go somewhere else? Like the Hurt hedge fund or something? What's next? The Hurt Bank?
Nah, they're fucking stuck with AEW now. They're in there. I hope Bobby Lashley can do Fat Bobby Lashley gimmick that he fucking Vince wouldn't let him do.
So do I. I love that idea.
I hope Shelton Benjamin's mum comes in.
she might be dead.
Shelton Benjamin's mum versus Bobby Lashley's sisters. Book it, Tony.
Yeah, was Max Caster not one of the sisters?
Yeah, I think
I'm
he
so
was.
High. I forgot. Oh, if they've not referenced that, they need to reference that at some point.
I think that goes back to really early days of the pod that me and you were talking about that, Andy. That was like COVID times.
Was it? Fuck,
one of the first episodes we ever did was when it happened.
That's when Bobby was shagging Lana, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Peak COVID.
Yeah, Joseph fucking hell.
Fucking hiding in cakes, having a tug.
Oh, cuck the Redeemer. I just had a big flashback.
What did you make of that Donnybrook match with Sheamus and Rusev?
I like that gimmick, by the way.
Alright, it's alright, isn't it?
Were you just going to shit all over it?
No. I seen the bar at ringside and went, somebody's going through that bar. And the cunt's like, how? And I went, you don't set a fucking fake bar up at ringside, the cunt doesn't go through it. Like, that's how.
I know, that's what was always annoyed me about the Prime thing, that nobody's ever fucking, like, the odd time he gets thrown out the way, but somebody needs to go through that.
I know, they always
flying.
They always, like, hit you on it, so all the Prime bottles go everywhere. But I'm like, no, some cunt needs to go absolutely through it.
Aye, bust aye. It, Prime spewing everywhere. Like, fuck,
yeah, I like the Donnybrook match as a concept. And Sheamus, I mean, it's true, Sheamus does just put on fucking banger matches. But
it was good.
I don't know. What do you think of Rusev?
Well, I've not seen Raw, seen half of Raw, and I've just seen that he had a bit with Penta backstage. Do they fight on Raw?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? You tell me, how is it? Was it any good?
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. I think Penta puts on really good matches, and I don't know what it is about Rusev, man. He just kind of...
Did they ever fight in AEW?
That's what I was trying to think, because they're like, Rusev versus Penta for the first time. And I was like going, I wonder if they fought in AEW. But I think they... I don't know if they did.
Maybe that's why they made such a fucking...
Maybe Kip Sabian versus the Lucha Brothers.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe it's a tag team.
I don't think they fought singles, but that's the only time I think it might have happened.
Let me find out. Miro versus Penta.
I don't know. I like Miro, but...
They did. They had a lights out match on AEW Fight. Is it Fight for the Fallen, maybe? Nope, this is on a... I've been fucking fished here, brothers. I've been fished.
This guy's looking at the game.
I'm looking at the game. What a fucking boomer. What a boomer. Oh, I'll just see myself out the door. No, I don't think they did. I
think that, see when you said lights out, I'm like, what? That's mad.
All Out 2022?
I don't know.
What was that?
Mikey, have you heard the John Moxley and Darby Allin match for All Out?
What is it? The stipulation?
Stipulation.
Can I guess?
Go on.
Coffin match.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a coffin match.
I like that.
But Moxley's just fucking spanking Danny Garcia week after week now. Jake?
Danny's left.
Dave, do you still think he's going to fucking...
I think he's left and he's going to join them. Now he fucked off, he's like, I can't take this shit anymore. I think he's going to join Moxley and his boys.
I thought you meant the Fed for a second there when you said he's left and he's going to join them.
No. He threw a tantrum because John Moxley fucking spanked him in front of everybody again. Held his pants down in everything. Fucking behaviour cell, Danny, right? Fucking get out of here.
He beat
fucking Brian Danielson. Every cunt beat him, right? I'm John fucking Moxley.
I'm
your dad,
business.
Right? You can't beat your dad.
Over the knee. Who's going to be in the coffin then this time?
Moxley. I think Moxley's taking time off.
No, I mean, like, you know, they always open the coffin, there's someone already in it.
Oh, somebody in it.
It's Moxley, there's two Moxleys.
Two Moxleys, aye.
Dean Ambrose is inside the coffin.
Chris Jericho. But then he doesn't get up. He doesn't get out, but he just... the show just stops.
You've got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, I'm glad you fucking says Jericho and not Hogan.
Oh. Oh, but you just said Hogan, but...
imagine it's just like a fucking... Imagine it's like a boa in a fucking bandana.
There's just, if anyone was going to no sell death, it would have been that fucking cunt, wouldn't it? I don't know who's going to be. Do you think someone will be in the coffin? But
Orange Cassidy.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I don't think so.
Has Moxley Sting? Fucked it? Sting again?
Sting? Nah, Sting's not showing up, man. He's done now.
He keeps saying that, and then he shows up again. That's the whole. That's how it's a shock when he shows up.
Sting's son.
Oh, mini Sting.
Fake Sting.
The Stinglet.
What if they do fake Sting and then it turns out there's not a real Sting? But loads of fake Stings up here and Moxley's shiting his cell and he's like, oh, what one's a real Sting? And it just turns out there isn't a real Sting. It was just to distract
you. Oh, no.
Well, it's like a clown car, but it's just full of Stings.
Just loads of Stings that are coming out. Every time the Oma a Sting comes out, attacks Moxley and then it falls shut again. And then when he goes to Oma again, another Sting comes out.
Oh, man. It's like those fucking tissues that magicians pull out and they just keep going and going and going. Yeah. It's just Sting after Sting after Sting. What about if it's Daniel Bryanson?
How good were they Sting matches during COVID? See the
class,
the hangy ones that they've done, the theatre ones.
Yeah, like the thing. Fucking like the one in the warehouse and that.
That was amazing. Aye. I love that.
That was a banger. Wow.
That was Will Hobbs and Sticky Farts, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sticky was Farts himself.
He's Sticky Pants now, isn't he?
Oh, here. I just heard today that fucking Wardlow's injured again.
Yeah, I heard that.
Aye. When did they come back? Did they come back in London? No.
I'm not kidding. I think he came back.
It was like, because it was at the end of Swerving Okada, wasn't it? Is it Okada? Aye, Kazuchika Okada and Swerve for the title. The and then he fucking... The calluses.
The calluses.
So he's been back 2 weeks.
Member of the calluses.
2 weeks he's injured.
How did he get injured?
Aye, but... Exactly, what the fuck they couldn't do, open the door.
Aye. Mad into big
a strong breeze got him.
I know.
It's like, do you remember when you saw pictures of Prince Philip before he died? And you're like, well, he's dead. He's already dead. They're just Weekend at Bernie's in him. They're propping him up and like making him wave and that. Grim.
That's just what's happening with fucking Wardlow.
That's what they do with Wardlow. I think Wardlow's fucking just fucking perpetually injured. Man.
I think he's just a wee skinny guy in a big suit. That's how he gets getting injured, because he can't hold the suit up.
It's two wee guys on each other's shoulder.
Yeah, don't say that, he might cry. Wardlow always cries.
I like Wardlow, man. Why the fuck can't he just not injure himself? How about that?
I know.
Has he thought about doing
see,
that?
See, that's thing, injure himself. Like, no cunt else done it. He just... a gust of wind got him or some shit.
Them, he's like sorry. Rolled his ankle or something, like walking into the gym,
tripped up over his bottom lip.
Hold on, I don't even think we've answered who we think's going to win that trios match. Heart Syndicate versus Ricochet and who was it, the Gates of Agony.
I'll take the Heart Syndicate because they won't even fucking put over any cunt in a tag match.
Yeah, fucking bunch of nuns won't put out. I'll go with them as well.
Coffin match since we're here. Any picks for that? Moxley? I'll take Moxley.
I'll take Darby.
Darby's not lost a coffin match.
Mate, there's no... see if you lose a coffin match, fuck all happens. Mind when it was like a Buried Alive, you were gone.
Aye.
For like 3 months.
I know. Do you know what's the best thing about the Buried Alive thing? Is that that was supposed to be Undertaker's special match. And he lost every single one of them.
That's why he kept coming back, I suppose, because he can't do it. He's just got Paul Bearer out there fucking digging him up.
Oh, yes!
You can't lose to him or you're fucked. He's like, oh, we'll have this match. I can come back. But you can't. That's you had to beat them to think of a very live match. Like, there's no risk for him. He's like, I'm undead. I'll be back in a few weeks. But if I bury you, like, you're fucked, mate.
He's booking the buried alive matches around the World Cup.
right. So you still have got Darby then?
Yeah.
Aye. I've got Moxley.
You love Moxley.
Right. AEW TBS title match, Mercedes Moné versus Riho. I didn't pop for Riho coming back. I'm like, where has she been? What is she doing? I don't really give a fuck. She comes back once a year and then fucks off again. Takes a pumping.
I think I missed her coming back.
Takes a pumping.
Ah, you definitely did. She just did. Fucking.
It was not exciting.
I think Mercedes Moné was fighting that Alex Windsor, and she was ready to kick her cunt in after the match, and Riho showed up. Like, oh, aye, there's that guy. Like, aye, I want to match it all out. Like, fuck off. Fucking rotting up here. Just demanding a match when nobody's seen you in a year.
Against Mercedes.
Tony Khan's like, I love it. I love it, mate. Aye.
I don't. It's going to be Mercedes Moné. I don't know who beats Mercedes, and I don't know who beats Tony.
Riho, that's why fucking she's been kept secret for a year. She's going to come back and take a belt after Mercedes Moné.
Was there much of a pop when she came back?
I don't know.
AJ Lee pop,
Nah,
AJ Lee got a big pop.
Because she's no shagging CM Punk, that's how.
That's it. I mean, like... God knows we all wish we were.
Aye.
Isn't that right, Dave?
Aye, so I'll take Riho. I think she might get one of the belts after Mercedes Moné.
When has she got? 9?
Yeah, I don't know.
9 belts.
I can't count that high, mate.
I guess when she was wrestling Toni Storm, I was saying she'll never get 10 in a row.
Yeah, Mercedes. I'll go Mercedes.
And the last match I've got in the card so far is MJF versus Mark Briscoe. But the stipulation is to be determined.
Oh,
and it's Mark Briscoe gets to decide.
Oh, do you think it'll be like a farmyard fight or something then? Because he's a big farm boy, isn't he?
Aye, a chicken match or something.
Chicken match.
Chicken fuckers.
What's a chicken match? Oh, tell me you don't watch wrestling without telling me you don't watch wrestling. I'm not even talking about it. Drop it.
Well, I think if they just said it's a chicken match, I'd be like, I'm sold. I need to see this.
That's the thing. Doesn't tell MJF what a chicken match is. He doesn't find out till the night.
He's like battering him inside a fucking chicken coop.
Aye.
They can barely move.
MJF just scared the chickens.
I don't know, it's got the makings of like something absolutely, some mental stipulation. And then MJF still wins by being a fucking shit cunt.
Aye, definitely.
Do you think he's going to try and get his title shot off him? You get your title shot and then Hangman comes out and helps him and gets a title shot off of MJF just for a laugh.
For a laugh.
Aye. Would you like that if that happened?
What? Not really, but it's, just thought about it.
No. I mean, like it's.
I don't know.
If it happened, it'd be quite. You could do it
because I could imagine Hangman being like, "No, I don't. I'd happily wrestle Mark Briscoe for the title. I don't like MJF and go out and help him." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's a heel thing to do for faces, but at the same time, everybody hates MJF. But he doesn't need to help him. MJF could go for the ring. Hangman comes out and fucking takes out his pants before he gets it.
Whoa, go for the ring. I thought we were talking about wrestling here.
I wonder if the Hurt Syndicate fucking come out for MJF and they're like, right, you know what? We fucking kicked you out and we lost the belts. We need you.
Nah,
Janky's done with him.
Here's a question about MJF.
Fucking calling it quits.
Do you think he puts that ring on his willy when he's wrestling?
He puts the ring on his willy.
Do you know he keeps it in his pants? Janky puts it on his willy. So as it doesn't fall about, or do you think he just puts it in his pants? Because I often think it takes a while to get it sometimes, and I think that's right down the shaft at some point.
Do you think Jingy wears all three of them in his willy at the same time? Just in case he drops one?
Is it three? Five? Aye, I think so. Because the other night they say, oh, he picked the ring up again. And I'm like, no, he's got more down there. He's got five.
I don't think it's as much as five.
Is it four? What did you say, three times? He's won it six times. MJF has won the Dynamite Diamond Ring a record six times for the years 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2020. Nobody else has won it, remember?
I know nobody else has won it, but I didn't think they'd done it every year. I thought they were taking a break every second year or something.
Aye, they've done it six times and he's won every one. So he's actually got one for his willy if he wanted. And then
that's the best part though, is like they're saying it's a record number. It's like, aye, but if he'd only won it once, it'd be a record. Nobody else has won it. Which one are you going to watch live?
I think I am. Oh no, I'm working. I'm out early for that.
Oh, right, okay.
But I reckon I'll fucking catch All Out. and then I'll catch up with fucking WrestlePalooza. I don't know because I don't know if you can always fucking catch the YouTube ones again after a while.
I think you can. They've done that with Triple A. I watched the Triple A one couple of times. I'll be watching them both because I've got two TVs in my living room because I'm fed up trying to watch. There's always things on at the same time because I watch the NFL and wrestling, so I just put two TVs.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know, everybody doesn't do it. Just a wee extra TV on the side just to keep up. No, but the WrestlePalooza will be on the small TV though, and All Out will be on the big TV.
Where it belongs.
Where the AEW will have the sound on, WrestlePalooza will be.
Watch this, it'll subtitles. Be Brock versus Cena and they'll swap them about. You'll have Brock versus Cena on the big screen.
Nah, doubt
watching
it.
Watching fucking Brock get his pants pulled down to his ankles and scalped.
Aye.
Like Danny Garcia.
I think they should start doing that. What if that was a scalpy bum match? If Matt Briscoe was at a scalpy bum match? When a scalpy. You've got to put your opponent over your knee, pull his pants down and scalp his arse. I'm up for it.
My dad would be class at him.
My dad versus your dad, but then we've got a fucking... It's worth watching.
It's the Dragon Duplex Dad Triple Threat Scalpy Bum match.
Yes.
Anyone could win. I don't think we can top that, boys.
Nah, that'll do me.
I think that's it.
Good job, boys.
Well. What, the Scalpy Bum match?
I don't know. Everybody's probably going to take their own daft for the Scalpy Bum match. We'll not predict that. I just say the predictions are in for the pay-per-views.
We're going to see Bret Hart win next Monday.
Monday, aye.
Or Monday coming.
This Monday coming.
Maybe fucking see if we can get a recording in after Bret Hart to see if there's anything mental to discuss.
That'd be good. Do a special one.
Bill Goldberg.
He says I'm mad that we have to talk about it right away. He's in new, like he doesn't like Bill Goldberg.
No, come on. Come on, spoilers.
Cool. Thanks. Right. See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.